I've actually been thinking for some time about this exhortation, and last week, well, the exhortation is going to be about titles of Christ used in the Bible in one particular chapter. And I mentioned this subject to our brother John, remember, a while ago, and about the particular chapter. And then last week I mentioned it to Brother Mark, because I was going to keep it short so we had plenty of time for Sunday school. And then as usual we held a seminar. And I told Mark roughly what the subject was, I think, I don't know. Anyway, Mark spoke on John chapter 1, starting at verse 19 and going to verse 51. And this is the chapter on which my book was based on, for it had 8 different titles of Christ. Thinking he might be doing going to use them, I thought, oh no, but anyway, he didn't. And anyway, those titles in John 1 are, and this was going to be my exhortation, but it isn't. Verse 34, it says, Son of God. Verse 36, it says, Jesus. Verse 37, it says, Lamb of God. 38, it says, Rabbi, or Master. 41, Messiah, being Hebrew for anointed. 41, Christ, the English for anointed. 49, King of Israel. And then in verse 51, Son of Man. These 8 titles I've mentioned are going to be the basis of my exhort. But when I delved into the titles of Jesus, I find there was quite a few more. And I was amazed. I was honestly amazed. How many times do you think the title of Jesus had been used? Not 20, 30, would you say 40, would you say 50 or more? Well, there are 60 or more titles that Christ had. So I changed what I was going to do, and I thought we'd just go through a list of the titles and the relevant quotations and the odd comment. No other person on the earth could have had as many titles as Jesus had. So in other words, this exhort will be the life of Christ as shown by titles given to him in the Bible. The Holy Bible has references to who Jesus is, his whole life, his lordship, how he lived the truth, the way he lived the truth, and what he came to do. And as we go through this list, we'll perhaps appreciate his life and his love for his Father in heaven, and the great dedication Jesus had to serve him, plus to save each one of us, will give us the opportunity to be able to enter into his family of God. We'll turn over the page and we'll start at number 1, and in no particular order to these. Number 1 is the Almighty One. It's in Revelation 1:8. Who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty One. Of course, that's Christ, isn't it? Number 2, Alpha and Omega. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Revelation 22. So Jesus is everything to us, isn't he, brothers and sisters? Advocate is number 3. Number 4 is Righteous One. It's recorded in 1 John 2 verse 1. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the Righteous One. So Jesus is our access to God. 5. Author and perfecter of our faith. And this is in Hebrews 12:2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and now sits at the right hand of the throne of God. So again, he is our link to God. 6. Authority. Jesus said in Matthew 28 verse 18, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. So he was the authority, the author of truth. 7. The bread of life. John 6:35. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." 8. Beloved Son, and behold, a voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." When Jesus comes, will that be said about you and me? 9. Bridegroom. Jesus said to them, this is in Matthew 9:15, Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The day will come when the bridegroom is taken away, and then they will fast." 10. The chief cornerstone. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Psalms 118:2. Are we one of his building blocks? We make the answer now. 11. Deliverer. We wait for his Son from heaven, who he has raised from the dead, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Thessalonians 1:10. We see the world today, and there's worse to come, isn't there? 12. Faithful and true. 12 and 13. I saw the heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. That's in Revelations, of course, 19:11. That's our Master. He will never let us down. 14. The Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. It's in John 10:1. Of course, we know that other one, chapter 23 in Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. So Jesus tells us he's there for each one of us. 15. Great High Priest. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession of faith. That again is in Hebrews 4:14. So we should continue in good works. 16. Head of Ecclesia, and has put under his feet, as Jesus, and gave him to be head over all things for the Ecclesia. So Jesus is our Master and Chief. It's Ephesians 1:22. 17. Holy Servant. That's in Acts 4:29-30. "And now, Lord, behold their threats, and grant your slaves that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your Holy Servant, Jesus." Holy Servant. 18. I am. Jesus said to them, "Indeed I assure you, before Abraham was, I am." John 8:58. Jesus was the Word Logos. He was in God's plans from the very beginning. 19. Emmanuel. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Watch. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. In Isaiah 17:14, we also have Emmanuel. And the difference between those is, I don't know, but the Emmanuel in Isaiah is spelt with an I, and the Emmanuel, which is in Matthew 1:23, is spelt with an E. I don't know what the difference is, but perhaps one of you guys maybe can tell me. 20. Indescribable gift. Thanks to be for his indescribable gift, and that of course is Christ. That's in 2 Corinthians 9. 21. Judge. You know that. And Christ commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained of God to be judge of the quick and the dead. That's Acts 10. We show we are brothers and sisters in Christ when we preach the truth by words or actions. 22, King of Kings, and 23, Lamb, and 24, Lord of Lords. This is in Revelation 17:40. These will wage a war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and those who are with him are the called. Revelation 17:40. Lamb of God. This is in John 1:29. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So Jesus conquered sin and shows us the way. 26. Light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's in John 18, verse 12. And I think this one is so beautiful, that we will never walk in darkness. We will always walk in the light of life. 27. Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. 26. That's 28. Weep no more, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. And that's in Revelation 5, verse 5. So we have joy in the Lord. The word Lord itself on its own. God exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. That's Philippians 2, verses 9 to 10. No other person has ever influenced the people of this world more than our Saviour. 29, Mediator. For there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. 30, Messiah. We found the Messiah, that is the Christ. We have, haven't we? Hallelujah. 31, Mighty One. 32, Saviour. Then you'll know that I, the Lord, am your Saviour, the Mighty One of Jacob. It's Isaiah 60, verse 16. We're just over halfway. We've still got a lot to go. Isn't that amazing? A man, Jesus Christ. Where was up to? Hope. 33. Christ Jesus is our hope, in 1 Timothy verses, chapter 1, verse 1. And yes, he is. Without him, we are nothing. 34, peace. For Jesus himself is our peace. Ephesians 2, 14. That should be a great comfort to each one of us. He gives us peace. And as we sit here just at this moment in time, we have peace until we go outside the door. Isn't that lovely? The peace of Christ. 35, prophet. Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honour except in his own hometown and among his relatives and in his own household. Familiarity can breed contempt, but not us. Redeemer, 36. As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and in the last days he will take his stand on the earth. That's in Job 19, verse 21. And we say, Amen, come quickly. 37, rock. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 10, 9. So he is our foundation. 38, Son of Man. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Luke 19:10. We were lost, and now we've been found, haven't we? 39, Son of God. I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Matthew 12, verse 34. We know by the record of the work of his work in the Bible that this is surely true. 40, Son of the Highest. He'll be great, and we will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Luke 1, verse 32. That, of course, was at his birth. 41, resurrection and the life. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. John 11, verse 25. The door, 42. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. John 10, verse 9. Both of these last two titles reflect the hope of Israel and, of course, our hope too. 43. This is a common one. The way. 44. The truth. 45. The life. Jesus answered and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. So we have footsteps to follow. 46. The Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. John 1, verse 4. 41. Just to bring it up so you're still here. 47. First and last. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as if I was dead. And he laid his right hand on me, saying, Fear not, I am the first and the last. Revelation 1:17. Jesus repeats that he is Alpha and Omega. 48 and 49. Faithful witness, first from the dead. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Revelation 1, verse 5. That's when Christ is all in all, and perhaps we may be with him. 50. Forerunner. High priest. Melchizedek. 51. Where the forerunner is for us Egypt, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 6:20. So Jesus continues the priesthood. 52. Governor. 53, Prince of Judah. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least of the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Matthew 2:6. That's a prophecy of his life, where he would come from and where he would end up. 54, Holy One of Israel, fear not, I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 41, verse 14. They've got no fear, just trust in Christ. 55, born of salvation, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Luke 1, verse 69. Obviously, Jesus is our only hope of salvation. 56, messenger. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Malachi 3:1. Jesus has gone before us and prepared us the way. 57, Lord of glory. Whom none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 8. The world does not know Christ. 58, true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. John 15, verse 1. 59, branch. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth will be the pride and glory of Israel's survivors. Isaiah 4 verse 2. He is the branch of the true vine which we will be grafted into. 60. Source of our salvation. 61. For the one who sanctifies. This is from Hebrews 2:10. For in bringing many sons to glory, it was entirely appropriate that God, all things exist for him and through him, should make the source of their salvation perfect through suffering. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. Christ brings us to God through his great sufferings. 62. High priest in service. Jesus had to be like his brothers, you and me, brothers and sisters, in every way, that he'd become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God to make atonement for the sins of the people. Hebrews 2 verse 17. Christ was born with our nature, but with God's help overcame the powers of sin. And so can we, brothers and sisters. Remember, God wants us to be in his kingdom, and he will help us unconditionally. And there are many more titles of Christ I could have put in, but you know, we wanted the spare time for the young children later. Like Rabbi, King of Israel, Just One, the Lawgiver. There's a couple in today's reading, you know, I missed too. But we'll finish with a well-known statement in the Old Testament where Jesus is a child and ends being the Prince of Peace in the kingdom of earth. Isaiah 9 verse 6. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He'll be named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and its peace, there'll be no end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Host will accomplish this. May each of us, through the great mercy of our Father, have a place in that glorious kingdom to come, all because of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.